Santa's tidy up time. In the quiet town of Snowy Pines, nestled under a twinkling night sky, a very special guest was making his rounds. Santa Claus, with a twinkle in his eye, was delivering presents with joyous cheer. But as he arrived at the Henderson house, he found something quite peculiar this year. The Henderson home was a sight to be seen, with toys scattered about and decorations in between. The living room, oh, it was cluttered and stacked. All because of Harry, an extraordinary yak, beloved in folklore, known for his playful knack. Dream sweet, George, Santa chuckled with care as he fixed the tiny model of the family wagon, now without despair. And beside the hearth where embers did glow, Santa whisked a cooking magazine to Nancy, whose dreams were all culinary show. Santa climbed the stairs with his bag full of toys to Sarah's room where tech dreams were poised. He placed phones of all shapes and sizes under the tree with some other sweet prizes. In young Ernie's room, where Harry the yak lay, toys were topsy-turvy in every which way. As Santa whispered, "Let's tidy this mess," magical sparks flew from his hands to address. With every ho-ho-ho, Santa's laugh shook the room, and oddly enough, it was like a broom. Toys danced back into shelves, and clothes folded themselves neatly, so magical it could only be the work of old Saint Nick, truly. By the fireplace side, Santa looked with content. All was now in order, his night well spent. With a final look at Harry and Ernie, both asleep and snug, he placed beside the bed a tiny plush yak bug. With a hearty wave, Santa returned to his sleigh. On dancer, on prancer, he'd say. But let's not forget the lesson tonight. It's the togetherness and love that makes Christmas bright, not the mess or the fuss, but the warmth of the light.